I'm thankful to see this church in working order. I know y'all had a tough little while. I watched you go through a few tough little things. God has blessed y'all. I want to encourage y'all just to keep pressing forward. Get behind this man that God's given you. Encourage him in every way you can. Pray for him in every way you can. And I want to see your lost get saved. I know that's what y'all want. And I want to see this church blessed. There ain't nothing pretty about me. But according to the scriptures, I do have beautiful faith. But we bring good tidings. We preach the gospel. And it said how beautiful are their feet. Now, what's on my heart is we talked about the first night I got here. I didn't get to preach on what I left home with. I had to get a different dancing partner. And then your pastor talked about who his dancing partner was of the night, Ruth. The one that's... I'm going to have to try to preach on tonight. I'd seem to never dance with her. I wish she'd just stay away from me. I wish she'd stay away from all of us. My prayer is tonight, lost friend, that you'd realize there's an adversary. There's one doing everything he can to deceive you. He's doing everything he can to get you from seeking God. And he's doing everything he can to us that are saved to keep us from worshiping God. That these are laws. Won't be able to see our life. And if we ain't careful, he'll succeed at that. I hear people say all the time, just tell him to get behind you. I wish it was that easy. Amen. Jesus had that power. It worked for him, but me and you don't have that power. The Bible tells us to submit ourselves to God, then resist the devil. Right. And he'll flee from you. He's got more power than me and you do.
That's right.
But he don't have more power than God.
Right.
Lost friend, tonight you need to submit yourself to God. That the devil, you'll be able to resist him and he might flee from you. And those of us who are saved need to do the same thing. I want to take from the book of Job. And there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed the evil. This is the first chapter. And there were born unto him seven sons and three daughters. And his substance was... also was 700 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 dried yoke of oxen and 500 asses and a very great household. So this man was the greatest in all the men in the east. And his sons went fasted in their houses, everyone his day. And he sent and called for their sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it came to pass that when the days were of feasting were gone, about that Job sent and sanctified them and rose up early in the morning and offered them burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said that it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. Now, there was in the day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? And then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, and there is none like him in the earth, and a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And Satan answered the Lord and said, doeth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he had on every side. And thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will come or curse thee and thy face. And the Lord say unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only he, upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And I apologize for many mistakes we made reading. But that's reading down to the 12th verse. And we find here that there was a day when the sons of God came and presented themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And I hear some say that that's talking about the angels, but I'm not here to split hairs tonight. I know that what the Scripture says is many are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And I want you to realize tonight whether or not if it's be the angels or whether it be us, I want you to realize tonight Satan has come in to meet with us. And I want you to know tonight the Lord asked him a question, and he said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered and the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. I want you to realize tonight you'll find here in this first chapter where Satan talked to God. You'll find in the second chapter of Job where Satan talked to God. I find that he talked far speaking, and was knowing what he spake, he spoke four different places. The first chapter of Job, the second chapter of Job, he spoke to the woman, and he spoke to Jesus. And we know what he said. And I want you to realize tonight, he is still speaking tonight. I want you to realize Satan, he was telling God, and he was telling him how much liberty he had. He was saying, well, I'm going to and fro, in and out of the earth. And I want you to realize he thought he was something. He was trying to act like, well, God, I'm doing what I want to do. And I want you to realize that now he still feels the same way, that he can do what he wants to do, but he can't. He's only got so much power, and that's what God gives him. And that's the way it was right there. Satan told God, he said, you've got a hedge around about him that I can't get to him. And I want you to realize I'm thankful this week to see this church laboring and working again. I'm thankful to see some of you coming and humbling yourself down and crying out to a living God, trying to make a hedge around about these that are lost, that they may be able to seek the Lord. And I want you to know it's important that we make a hedge around about them.
Amen.
How do we do that? We do that through prayer. We do that through testimony. We do that through preaching. We do that through song. We do that by serving God and lifting Jesus up, because he does not want to be in the presence of the Lord. I think that's why they didn't have too many conversations that we can read about. And God sure didn't want him in his presence. He caused it cast to him and his angels out of heaven because he thought he was bigger than God. And I want you to realize now, lost friend, he still feels the same way.
That's right.
I'm going to take for a text, and I wish I could quote scriptures like y'all, Pastor Boy, y'all got to go. But I can't. I have to go read them when I get tired. Y'all pray for me. When I get tired, my thoughts don't come to me. And I have a hard time. We have to surrender to the Lord. I want you to know this flesh has to get out of the way. And that's what I'm trying to talk about tonight. I do not want Satan one little bit to get involved in my own flesh tonight. It bothers me. Because this message is so important. I want these lost to know that this is real. And I want them to know that there's somebody talking to them. God is trying to draw you. He don't lead you. He draws you.
Amen.
I used to have on two hands, and then forever he would not leave. Have you put him on a leash?
started leading, he'd walk right beside me. I want you to know God tonight is trying to drown you. He leads the children of God. He draws lost sinners.
Amen.
He's pulling you. And the devil is doing all he can.
Amen. That's
in his power to keep you from going.
That's right.
He's not drawing you to this altar. He's not drawing you outside. He's drawing you to his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's right.
I'm going to read two verses out of two different places in 2 Corinthians. The second chapter, 11th verse. At least Satan should get advantage of us, for you are not ignorant of his devices. Brothers and sisters, we don't need to be ignorant of his devices. And then the 11th chapter and the 3rd verse said, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. He beguiled her through craftiness. And we're going to go over and read that in a minute. But I want you to listen tonight, lost friend. Or if you've been saved and you're robbing God from honor and glory by not ever telling it, I want you to listen to me.
Amen.
Listen to me if you're lost. Tonight, you may have never been in one of our churches. I don't know everybody here. You may have been said on the gospel 100 times. I tell you, some things some people are sitting right here thinking now. There's some of you that are saved probably thinking, why is he preaching on the devil in the middle of the revival? There might be some sitting here thinking, I hope he's not too long. I'd like to get out of here before it gets so late tonight. This is the kind of things the devil puts in our mind. Lost friend tonight, he's telling you this is all a lie. This is not the truth. There ain't no Jesus. There ain't no God. There ain't no heaven. There ain't no hell. That's what he's telling you. He'll get in your mind and get to think you. You'll get to think those things. But I want you to realize he's a lie. And Jesus said he's a father of you. Now I want you to realize tonight, you may be thinking, I'm not going to bow down and I'm not going to call out on God. I'm not going to cry. That's the very thing he put in your mind. The very thing he put in your mind tonight. These people are crazy. That preacher is crazy. One name, Festus, he said, Paul, they are much mad with much learning. I want you to realize they've always thought we was crazy. The ones that have stood for God, I want you to realize the reason they think that is the devil. The fool said in his heart, there is no God. I want you to realize that I wouldn't come here. I wouldn't be in a revival for a month. I would get up here and pour my heart out to you. These preachers would get up here and pour their heart out to you. These people would be here tonight and they didn't love you.
Amen.
Yes, there's a God.
Amen.
Yes, and he's got more power than the devil.
Right.
But yes, the devil's going to do everything he can.
Right.
Everything he can to keep you from seeking the Lord. And if you ain't careful, you'll listen to him. The Bible says he has angels alive. Sometimes he uses us. Sometimes he uses me and you. He comes through the door with us. There's been everywhere that's deceiving people everywhere. That's his ministers. But we're trying our best to tell you the truth. That he should corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, the gospel that is in Christ. I want to tell you something, people. There's sometimes we make this too hard. You sung the song a while ago you didn't come that way for you. I want you to get to the point that you've completely surrendered to Christ. It's like falling off that log. But sometimes, through all the things we're saying, I didn't mean to get on this, but I can't help it. Sometimes all the things we say, people, it confuses them.
Amen. That's right.
And we're not to be the author of confusion. God is never the author of confusion. So we must be careful about some of the things we say. We tell them, you go all the way, you go, don't you quit. And then the next is saying, don't surrender. I want you to realize, if we're not careful, why we confuse them.
That's right.
We must be careful of what we say.
Amen.
I want you to know, salvation is peace with God.
Amen.
Honey, you're a sinner, and you need to be forgiven. And when you are, you'll get peace. And if you're looking for anything else, you may not ever see it.
That's right.
Don't
right.
So get to see a lot. The Apostle Paul saw a lot. I have no problem with that. But like the sister told her the night in her testimony, she got to see a lot, but she got peace. And that's what every one of us.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
It's peace with God. He's a liar. He's a liar. Roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. According to Peter, I heard Brother Barry talk about this. Brother Barry running. You watch these wildlife shows. Them lions, they'll go in yonder and they'll get the adults, the males, the big females, and all the things of whatever they're hunting. They'll get their attentions and then they'll go get the weak. That's what he does. A lot of times, he comes in and gets our attention off what it should be, and then he gets our children. Churches around here, for some time now, he's been weak. He's had our attention on everything, fellowship, this kind of mess and that kind of mess. And our children are dying going to hell.
That's right.
Children, he's trying his best to get you. When God's dealing with you and you think, well, I need to sit here because that preacher's preaching. You know who's telling you that? It ain't God. If God's drawing you, then right now is appointed time. We say all the time, today's the day, but now is the point of time.
Amen.
Right now, when he's dealing with you, is the time to seek the Lord. Because the devil will tell you, and he's good at it. Don't think he's not. He's crafty. That's what that word means. Y'all pray for me. Brother Brad read these last night. I'm going to read them again. He talked about a roaring lion a while ago. This time he says coming as a serpent. There's times where it talks about a dragon. And like I said, sometimes he comes and he looks just like me and you. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast or crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. He said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden? And he started right off right then telling a little bit of truth. That's how he works. God told them they could eat of every tree in the garden, but the tree that was in the midst of the garden, the tree of good and evil and knowledge. And he told them that the day they eat of that, they would surely die. They weren't even supposed to touch it. But then the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but, and that but's always big, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. Now listen to what the old devil said. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. I want you to know something, lost friend, tonight. He's sitting there telling you, you're not going to die and go to hell. You're going to be all right. That's exactly what he's telling you. He's lying to you today. That's why he's the father of lies. Because he began the lies. I want you to realize that he's still doing it tonight. But I don't understand why most people won't hardly move anymore. telling you right now that you ain't got to bow to me. He's telling you you ain't got to cry out to call on God. He's telling you everything that you want to hear to keep you from searching out God. And you're listening. This altar, I want to be full. When I was a boy, you had to leave early to go to the altar. If you didn't, you had to sit amen or amen in the corner. Call on God. There used to be power. People, they didn't wait for the preacher to call on them. They was looking for the call of God. And they was telling the devil to get behind them. They was going to seek God until they found Him. Oh, we need that. Oh, I see. I know, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to discourage people. I see y'all are on the right path. But we need God.
Amen.
For God knoweth, this is still the serpent speaking. God knoweth that in that day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. I want you to know they wasn't as gods, but they knew good and evil. Brother Brad mentioned last night they'd been naked. They realized they was naked. They'd been naked the whole time. And they walked around in that garden naked and having fellowship with God. It didn't bother them one bit. But when their eyes was open, they died. You say, well, Adam lived to be 930 years. He did physically. But that day he died. He died spiritually, a spiritual death. And he saw himself for what he was. He was naked before God. And he was ashamed. And I don't doubt one bit that Satan probably spoke to them just a little bit right then. It don't say it the word of God. I don't doubt it a little bit. He didn't say, y'all gonna fix this. Here's how you can fix this. You go over and take some fig leaves and you wrap them around you and you can get this fixed. And then you go hide and get away from God. It didn't work, did it? We can't fix it. I want you to realize tonight we try every avenue. But we're saved by grace through faith.
Amen.
And that not of ourselves, but it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should fall. So the old Satan, he's doing all he can. What's he telling you right now, sinner? What's he saying to you? Telling you to be glad when that preacher shuts up? Be glad when this revival's over? Glad when you don't have to worry about it no more? That's the kind of things he'll tell you. But God, God wants you to come. God is calling. If you'll read on down, He calls on that. That's the call that you were looking for.
Salvation is free.
Amen.
Amen.
Tempted in every way that we've been tempted. He was that perfect sacrifice. Then it said, after Jesus was baptized, I've heard some say that Jesus hadn't been baptized, he'd been lost.
I want you to realize Jesus was the Son of God. He was baptized to show the world who He was. And then God said, to behold, my beloved Son, whom am I well pleased. The Spirit descended on Him like a dove. And listen, after you get saved and you join the church and you get baptized, and I believe you should, but I want you to know the devil will come after you. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit in the wilderness and then tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterward had hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh up into the holy city and setteth him upon a pinnacle of the temple, and he saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. Listen, now the devil uses the word of God. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee cup, lest any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And we can go on and read to you where he offered him the world. And he did. He offered him the world. But I want you to know my Lord owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. He didn't have nothing to offer him. And I want you to know tonight the devil does not have nothing to offer you but a devil's hell. I tried to preach a sermon about hell. Why anybody want to go there is beyond me. But finally, I done some study. I done a study on the sun. The surface of the sun, I believe it was 10,800 degrees. And it's 93 million miles away. You go out here and stand in it in just a little while, you'll be ready. 93 million miles away, 10,800 degrees. Why anybody want to go to hell, I don't understand that. They say you can get relatively close to it. If 4.6 million miles away, you'll come mostly, or come safely. Yeah, just burn. At 4.6 million miles away. I don't know how scientists know this, but they claim that the core of the sun is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Getting that? One day, when the Lord comes back, He's going to burn that sun. Our God is a consuming fire.
Amen.
You keep listening to the devil. We never see anybody. I've heard people say that when they told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire furnace, that was how hot hell was. They need clothes. Them guards, yeah, they burned them up when they throw them in there, but I'm talking about 4.6 million miles away, and you don't burn! And that's just the outside of the sun. I'm talking about a heat that you will never understand, and you're listening to the devil. God is not having you sit there. God is pleading with you to come. Why would you listen to the devil? God wants you to completely surrender to Him. The devil wants you to completely surrender to Him. Who's winning this battle? I have no doubt some in the house tonight that's been saved by God's grace. And I can't tell you if you're saved or not. I don't even want to try. But the devil will tell you you're not. You know why he would? Why would the devil do that? Keep God from getting honor and glory.
If he can keep your mouth shut and keep you from following the Lord, uniting with the church, keep you from telling it to everybody, you know what that'll do? He wins a little battle with God. You know what the devil will tell you? That piece wasn't good enough. How many times have you heard people tell their testimony? I'll be honest with you. The only time I was ever confused was the night I got saved. I haven't been raised in church like a lot of y'all. And I've heard songs like, I saw the light, and I've heard people tell their testimonies that sound like a fireworks show and everything. And when I got saved, I was just calling on God from the depths of my heart.
Amen.
I can't tell you a word I say it. I've heard people say I give this. I can't tell you nothing I say. And I ain't got no problem with you remembering. I really don't. I ain't saying that. I can't remember nothing I say it. I just remember crying out just from the depths of my heart. And you know, all of a sudden, what happened? Peace. And I had that little, what everybody talks about, that little blank spot there. I just, all of a sudden, I come to my Savior. And I turned around, and Bobby Hale, he was here last night, Brother Charles' brother, and Raymond Sullivan was standing down behind me, and I reckon he'd been praying with me. I never knew it. You know why? I was hooked up with God.
Amen.
Used to have a little coon dog. He'd go into a tree. That dog would be there, just wrapped around that tree, just looking up, just wide open. I won't bark. As hard as he could go. You could walk around that tree and shine a light. You could still squeal like a coon and try to get him to look. Never looked. He was hooked up. He didn't care about nothing else that was going on. You stick your hand in there, grab his collar, and turn around. The night I got saved, I was hooked up. When you're really praying, people, there was a man come, I won't mention no names, there was a man come to revival one time. He got down the floor and he prayed a while. He prayed longer, prayed longer. After a while, the church began to sing. You know what he done? He got up and got mad. Rebuked the church because he was singing while he was praying. And I said, you wouldn't pray. If you was really praying, you wouldn't have known about the saints.
Right.
That was the end of that argument. When you get hooked up with God, the devil can't get to you.
Right.
Nothing can get to you. That's why it says, submit yourself to God.
Amen.
And then you can resist the devil and he'll flee from you. He told Peter, he said, the devil desires to sift you as wheat. But he said, I have prayed for you. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brother. Peter didn't need to be saved. Peter needed to get his life straightened up. He needed to get the big log that was in his eye out before he could help his brother and get the splinter out there. The devil desires to sift us as wheat. But listen, my friend. Jesus wants to say, you're right. It is a free deal. But my job is to tell you about the one that's trying to get you tonight. That's the one I'm having to dance with tonight. And my job is to preach the whole counsel of God.
Amen.
So he's after you. There's a flame in hell that's after you. What are you going to do about it? Jesus is saying, come. What are you going to do about it? You've been saved by God's grace, and you know you've been saved. You know that you've been saved. You need to let it be known. Quit letting the devil win.
We've mentioned this scripture all week. We ain't mentioned it. I ain't going to read them all. I don't want to keep everybody. I do want to get done. The 107th division of the Psalm. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom hath redeemed from the hand of who? The enemy. You know who the enemy is? It's the devil. He wants to redeem you, lost friend. And if he has redeemed you, you need to let the God have honor and glory. And gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. And wandered in the wilderness and solitary way. And they found no city to dwell in. Hunger and thirsty, they fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And He delivered them out of their distress. And led them forth by the right way that they might go into a city of habitation. Oh, that the men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works. And to the children of men. He steadfastly lodging soul and full of hunger soul with goodness. He satisfies the lonely soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Just as set in darkness and the shadow of death, being in bound of affliction and harm, because they rebelled against the words of God and contempted in the counsel of the Most High. Therefore He brought them down, their heart with labor, and they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. He brake their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. If you'll go on and read the rest of that chapter, it says that two more times. If He saved your soul, you're letting the devil win. No, he can't get your soul. But I want you to know he's stealing glory from God. And you know what else he's stealing? He's stealing you from the joy of your salvation.
Amen.
You want to enjoy what he's done for you? You tell about it. You want to really enjoy what he's done for you? You tell about it and unite with the Lord's church. Then you submit yourself completely to God. Serve God. And I want to tell you right now that the devil is still going to bother you. He bothered me before I preached on this. He said, this church ain't going to like this. That's probably right. You know something? I love your children. I know. Would you like them to tell them the truth? I love a lost and dying world enough. Were there anybody likes him at all to tell the truth? I want them to be saved. And I want the devil to leave us alone. One of these days he's going to. He's going to be cast in that lake of fire. And I want you to know she's going to be locked up. And he'll never come out and bother us again.
Right.
Amen.
But now he's going to the throne in the earth. He is
I've read the end of the book, we always say that. He's not going to win. Of two people, he's having way too much influence. I'd only give him more credit. He don't deserve none. I think that's why we don't find what he said very much. But people, he's got more power than me and you. We need God. We need God. Lost friend, don't let him win tonight. You go to him completely submissive to Christ, and he'll save your soul.
Amen.
If you've been here all week and you ain't, and God's been dealing with you to do something, you've been saved for 50 years and you just ain't been willing to do it, then get the devil behind you tonight and serve the Lord that we might have a revival. I've been revived. That preacher got through preaching the other night. I'm going to tell you something. I had made up my mind I wouldn't do enough. Have you ever done that? Go to church, I'll go and I'm going to fill my seat tonight, but I ain't doing nothing. And the devil told me. I will tell you, that was my plan, me and the devils. That preacher got through preaching, the Holy Ghost fell down, and I was full of the Spirit, and I want you to know, I moved!
Amen.
That's what can happen!
Amen.
That's what can happen to all of us! Not just the preachers, every one of us! I want you to know what I'm saying, Pentecost, it come down! And I was so saved in the word. The building shook. People, God can move us.
Amen.
And when God comes in a great and mighty way and the building shakes, you won't find the devil nowhere then.
That's right.
Amen.
He'll be gone.
That's right.
He'll be out of the way. And the people of God can serve. And lost friend, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to seek the Lord? Are you going to hold your seat? Are you going to listen to the devil? Are you going to listen to the drawing power of God? I plead with you tonight, don't listen to the devil. Go to God, submit to Him tonight, and He'll save your soul. As we stand and sing, won't you come tonight? If you're here tonight, you've been saved by God's grace, why would you not tell it? Give God the honor and glory. Would you come tonight? Would you come tonight? Would you come tonight? God's dealing with you. Don't let the old devil beat you out of it.